I believe that even we ourselves are extraterrestrial. And just to, what I mean by that is terrestrial means like earthly. So I believe that the inner self comes down out of higher dimensions. So I would say, in a way, our higher self is in the sun now, okay? But in a way, we come down from the sun into the material body. And when we die, the body goes back to the earth, but the inner man or inner being persists, and that we ourselves could return into the sun.
Is that why you say that when people have these near-death experiences where they seem to be going through a tunnel to a light, you think it's the sun?
Yes. It's interesting. I had the opportunity a year or two ago to talk with Raymond Moody about this in Montreal. And I went up and we had this discussion, and I asked Dr. Moody that exact question because I think it is the sun. And I asked him, I said, Dr. Moody, you know how everyone says they go down to this tunnel into a realm of light? And he said, yes. And I said, do you think that could be the sun? And he pondered it, and he said, yes. And then I reminded him, because he likes Greek philosophy so much, of the myth of Plato. You know the Plato myth where people are tied in an underground den and they see the shadows against the back wall and they think that's reality. And they have to, learn to turn around to look into the light. And they have to grow accustomed to the light to be able to turn around and see true existence. And at the end of the parable, Plato says, and last of all will he see the sun, and is in his own proper place and not in another. So I reminded Dr. Moody of that from the Plato myth, and he was, oh my goodness, like it gave a different angle on that.
Well, it is interesting that so many people say the same thing, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, if we look around us in the world and we say, okay, well, if I were to travel down a tunnel into a realm of light, where is there a realm of light? Well, it would be the sun. But it would be I think the sun is the level of spiritual being, a spiritual world, that you live there in a sense in your fire body, like your spirit body. We come down from the sun and we can return to the sun. In India, they have something called Surya Yoga, which is the yoga of the sun. It's said that we're all born of the sun. We're sons of the sun, and we want to reattain to the sun.
Do you believe that there are beings living in other dimensions right now?
Well, yes.
You know, we talk about shadow people all the time, and I believe they may be from another dimension somehow. I mean, do you think things like that exist?
Yes. Yeah.
You do.
Yeah. Yeah, I think there are all kinds of beings. See, in a way, I think there are all kinds of beings and dimensions interpenetrating our own. But it's like you can take holographic images and you shift the light a little bit and you have different wavefronts on the same medium. And you shift the laser light and it projects different images, and all these dimensions are on the same piece of film. And I think reality is like that. If you could shift your consciousness, you could realize there are other beings or dimensions within your own space.
Well, that's fascinating.
I even believe there are beings that work through these. I believe there are beings that, in a way, are multidimensional beings that can possess or inhabit people acting through the subtle dimensions.
How do you prove this, though? How do you put it together, the evidence, or is it just all theory?
Well, I mean, there are all kinds of evidences for all kinds of paranormal phenomena. In a way, I don't even bother with the evidences anymore, because I realized at one point that, in a way, there's already overwhelming evidence. And really, for people who are skeptical, no matter what evidence they ever had, it's not going to change their mind, because it's like a fixed stance that they have. So I became more interested not in asking how to prove it, or I'm interested in the science of how it might work. So I'm less, you know, it's not, I'm just trying to gain understanding in my own experience rather than trying to prove it to someone.
How does it work? That's the question. I'm not sure we have answers for that.
Well, no, we don't. you know, I'm suggesting things I think are really important about trying to understand the models of higher dimensions. I think that's really important.
I mean, do you think, you know, that, for example, that when people die, that this soul, you know, you believe in ghosts, right?
Yeah.
Okay. You know, they just haven't moved on yet.
Yeah.
What about those who have moved on, those spirits, those souls that are gone? Where do they go?
Okay, well, I think there are different places souls can go. Some people say souls can pass to the moon. Lower souls who haven't evolved pass
right.
to the moon.
John Lear thinks there's a storage shed of souls up there.
Yeah,
you
and other
that?
People have described, Adi Da describes beings there that feed off human souls. Gurdjieff says when anything organic dies, that certain energy, soul energy, feeds the moon. So people might pass to the moon. They might haunt the earth. I believe the paradise worlds are in the levels of the upper atmosphere. And then I believe there are the spiritual worlds in the sun. I believe there are worlds related like on the planets, but in the more in the astral realm.
But there are levels that could be very dangerous for people to be in, right?
Yes, and yes. Yeah, I mean, I think that I believe in the existence of hellish-type realms people can be drawn into.
Remember the movie Ghost?
That was an amazing movie, yes.
Those creatures that would come up when somebody had died?
Yeah.
They'd grab them and take them?